This goes to Katherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N. N like November, P like practice. Fax is 810-275-0307. Regarding Lynette, it's L-Y-N-N like November, E-T-T-E. McLean, capital M like Mary, C, capital L-E-A-N like November. Date of birth, August 26th of 1957. Dear Miss Watson, this is a consultation for Miss McLean, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels and left hydronephrosis, which was noted on CAT scan 228 of 23. She had also had a kidney ultrasound October 27th of 22, and the hydronephrosis was present on the kidney ultrasound at that time. Mild to moderate left hydronephrosis with a 5.7 centimeter simple cyst. And her prevoid bladder volume was 604 mL, and the postvoid bladder volume was 10 mL. The impression said this 5.7 centimeter renal cyst was stable. The patient occasionally experiences some left flank pain, but it is intermittent and it does resolve spontaneously. When the CAT scan of the pelvis was done and abdomen without contrast, 228 of 23, the mild left-sided hydronephrosis had improved, and the 5.7 centimeter cyst was noted in the upper pole. Actually, that was on the right kidney and not the left. It was stable. There were no renal calculi. Ureters appeared normal. No unusual masses, and the urinary bladder appeared normal. She does feel like she empties her bladder completely. No history of kidney stones or UTIs. She's had a history of esophageal reflux disease, but nothing current. She is using Pepcid 40 milligram twice a day with relief. Her kidney function did start to decline. It wasn't completely normal in 2021 with creatinine of 1.1. Estimated GFR was 50 at that point. But April 15th of 2022, creatinine jumped up to 1.6. Estimated GFR was 32. 10 days later, April 25th of 22, creatinine was 1.1. With GFR 45. 9-1 of 22, creatinine is 1.1 and GFR is 50. Then October 25th and November 6th, creatinine is 1 and estimated GFR was 56. And labs were repeated May 12th, 2023, creatinine is 1 still. 5-30-2023, creatinine is now improved at 0.8 with estimated GFR greater than 60. When her creatinine decreased approximately 6 months ago, she was on lisinopril 20 with hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily for blood pressure. It was working very well for treating blood pressure, but the medication was changed. The hydrochlorothiazide was stopped, and she was instead treated with lisinopril 20 milligram daily for blood pressure. That wasn't quite strong enough, so that was increased up to 40 milligram daily. And it's moderately effective at this point. Also, she's on metoprolol 50 milligram once a day for blood pressure. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She did have a recent echocardiogram that actually looked very good. It was done June 1st of 2023. She had an injection fraction of a 53 with normal wall motion. She had normal mitral valve, mild tricuspid regurgitation. The aortic valve was normal without stenosis or regurgitation. and no pericardial effusion was noted. No current shortness of breath, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Past medical history is significant for gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hypothyroidism, thoracic aorta ectasia, measuring 4.1 centimeters, degenerative joint disease. She had right breast carcinoma, insomnia. Past surgical history, she did have bilateral mastectomy. The right breast needed mastectomy, and the left breast was by choice due to the family history of breast cancer. She had a lap band surgery done, and then the band slipped up into the esophageal area, and she had the band removed later. And she's feeling better and recovered from that surgery. She's had a cervical laminectomy and a lumbar laminectomy with hardware placed, also cholecystectomy. And she had bilateral breast implants after her mastectomies. Social history, the patient is married. She lives with her husband. She is retired. She never smokes cigarettes. She occasionally consumes alcohol, and she denies illicit drug use. Family history is significant for breast carcinoma, lung carcinoma, myocardial infarction, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, stroke, alcohol abuse, asthma, and her father and uncle had kidney failure. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to penicillin and Demerol. Medications, in addition to metoprolol and lisinopril, which were previously stated, she's on eye care tablets 2 daily, Ditropan XL 5 milligram once daily, Pepcid is 40 milligram twice a day, Synthroid 75 microgram daily, Tylenol PM 2 at bedtime, and the lisinopril alone is 40 milligram daily, metoprolol succinate is 50 milligram daily. Physical examination, height 61 inches, weight 174 pounds, pulse 70, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 90, neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension and no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill, and intact sensation and motion in the feet and lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 12, 2023, as previously stated, the creatinine, the most recent lab studies were done May 30th, and the creatinine is 0.8 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal, calcium's 8.3, albumin is 3.6, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin is 12.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis was done 5/30/2023. That's negative for blood, negative for protein. Urine protein to creatinine ratio done 10/25 of 22, normal at 0.15. Assessment and plan. A history of elevated creatinine. Currently it is normal. 2, left hydronephrosis, and that appears to be improving, but the etiology is unknown, and we need further clarification to check that. So we're going to order a split nuclear medicine scan of the kidneys with Lasix to verify the kidney function of each individual kidney. Also, we're going to arrange a urology referral to Dr. Peter Liu, L-I-U, in case he would like to do a scope and do further evaluation for the left hydronephrosis, also to follow the right kidney cyst. We've asked the patient to continue to check blood pressure at home. The goal would be 130 over 80 or less, and she's very close now. But we would not be opposed to resuming a low dose of hydrochlorothiazide. Even a 12.5 milligram dose once daily should help and will not affect kidney function. She may also need a 24-hour blood pressure monitoring test to be done in the home, but we're going to wait to see what her home blood pressure's readings are first. And we're going to continue to do lab studies every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.